Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where I'm teaching you the uncompromised Word of God so you can live in victory. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the Word of God in your life. We've talked about how the Word is to be living and abiding in you, how you're to trust in it, how it is to be the spiritual food that is going to feed you. We've seen from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, that we've been born again by the corruptible, incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Remember James 1:18, He begat us with the Word of truth. That's the way you got born again. And in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus said, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And in Job 23:12, he says, Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. God's word is spiritual food unto you. That's why you need to be in the Word of God on a daily basis, so you don't allow the enemy to get you to walk in the ways of the flesh or the ways of the world or after a carnal type of a way of life. That is going to bring forth destruction in you. Now, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says this, As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. You know, when we come to the Lord, we're born again, we should have that strong desire, desiring the sincere milk of the Word. And as you get the Word in you, you are going to grow up. Remember what Mary did? Remember in Luke chapter 10, verse 39, where she sat at Jesus' feet and heard His Word. And Jesus said that Mary has chosen that which was needful. She chose the good part. She chose the right things in order to get the Word in her. Now, as you hear the Word, you need to apply it in your life. The activity of the Word is there's a miracle action of it because the power of God is resident within the Word. But you've got to apply it in your life and do it. In Hebrews chapter 5, in verse 13 and 14, the Bible says this, For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a baby. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Here it's indicating that milk is used by one, of course, as you're just young in the Lord, but it says everyone that uses milk is unskillful. The word unskillful, when you look it up, it means inexperienced. One who uses milk is inexperienced in the word of righteousness. That means you've got to get experienced in the Word of God by doing what you hear if you're going to grow in the Lord. It says, for he's a baby. And it's interesting, this particular word, a baby, nepiazo, is a word which really literally means not speaking. Otherwise, babies, you know, they haven't learned to speak yet. Well, I think the revelation is there, the fact that if we haven't learned to speak forth God's Word, which is talking about putting our faith in operation, which also, anytime we put our faith in operation, is because we're doing the Word in some aspect, that's the only way you're going to grow up. That's the way you cause your faith to grow or increase. And so it's important to get experienced in the Word of righteousness by speaking it forth, by doing it, by acting upon it. You can't just be one who's a hearer only. You must be a doer of the Word of God. Then in verse 14, as it says, strong meat, that's for one who has grown up, belongs to those that are of full age, even those who by reason of use. How did they grow up? By reason of use. So the word use means habit. By habit, the habit of hearing and doing and hearing and doing and hearing and doing the Word of God, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Remember that God's Word is spirit and life, as we saw in John 6:63. It is spiritual law. And as you take the Word and do it and carry it out, you are going to see that you are going to grow, you're going to get strong in the Lord, and you're going to be able to grasp hold of more things from the Word of God, as God's bringing continual knowledge and understanding and revelation to you. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says this, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." The Word of God is necessary if you're going to grow up, and you've got to be ready to receive it in all aspects. It says that it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and also for instruction in righteousness. We've got to get our doctrine in line with the Word of God. We're bringing forth a message on that shortly. Doctrine is important. Don't listen to those people out there that tell you that doctrine is not important. It is important, and you'll see that when you hear shortly a message along that lines. It's going to reprove you. It's going to correct you and give you the instruction in righteousness. And it's going to cause you to grow up to be perfect or complete and full and mature in the Lord. And you're going to be furnished unto all good works. Because remember, we're to get the Word in us so that we can be a workman for the Lord. In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, we're told to study to show thyself approved unto God. Study, that means you're going to spend time in the Word. Not just hear a message here or there, or just hear it when you go to church or whatever all, or just read a few scriptures here and there. No. You're going to study means you're going to spend time in the Word of God. You're going to be looking up the words. You're going to be studying out these scriptures. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The only way you're going to be able to rightly divide the word of truth is because you have spent the time studying the Word of God. And it takes a lot of time. You're going to have to study the Word by spending a lot of time in it, looking up all the scriptures on a particular subject. You can't just take a scripture here out of context. This is how we have the major problem in the body of Christ of all these different doctrinal stands and all this division. You can tell that all of them are wrong but one at best, and maybe all of them are wrong in some aspect. A lot of times people have some partial truth, but then they have missed it on some areas because they have not studied all of the Word of God. You know, the truth is revealed by the Holy Spirit as we spend time in the Word. He promises to lead us and guide us into all the truth, so He'll do it. But you and I have to pay the price in studying in order to get the Word in us. In Mark chapter 7, verse 13, the Bible says that it makes the Word of God of none effect through your tradition. This is an important point. We pointed this out before, but it bears repeating at this time, is that you must approach the Word of God as if you know nothing. Believe the Word of God. Don't try to interpret the Word of God or fit it into your belief system. No. Instead, you believe the Word of God. You thank the Holy Spirit for revealing that. And He will open the eyes of your understanding. He will bring revelation of the truth unto you. If not, you might be following the traditions of men. It's imperative that we get the Word of God in us, because remember, it makes the traditions of men make the Word of God of none effect. And of course, you won't see the Word produce fruit in your life. Remember that the Word is alive. We saw it in Hebrews 4:12. It's quick, alive. It's powerful, actively and operative, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and the marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. This is why we got to get conformed, not to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, as we saw in Romans 12:2. And we mentioned out of Hebrews 8:10 and Hebrews 10:16 how the Word is written in your heart and written in your mind, which is the new covenant that He's now with us, that as this Word is inscribed in you, in your heart and in your mind, now this Word is going to be able to bring forth fruit in your life. As you put on the new man, renewed in knowledge, you allow this Word to dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Now in Jeremiah 15:16, it says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them." That they were found, that meant you were obviously studying and searching after them. So it's going to take some effort on your part. "And I did eat them." If you eat something, you take it within, you digest it within. And so you are going to eat the Word of God, is going to be taken in and applied in your life. "And the Word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart." That's what the Word will produce in you. In Psalms 130, verse 5, he says, "I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope." God's Word gives you hope, the confident expectancy of what He will do, and you know that He's going to bring His promises to pass. In fact, in Romans 15, verse 4, the Bible says that whatever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. The Word of God produces hope, which is the Word in the area of the soul. Remember, hope is the anchor of the soul, and that's because of the Word that is in you. It also produces faith in you, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As you hear the Word of God, it produces faith in your heart and hope in the area of the soul. Now remember this word also, it's the word of His grace that's able or has the power to build you up. See, the Word of God has the power of God resonant within it. It's able to build you up and to give you an inheritance, as we saw in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Now 1 John chapter 2, verse 14 tells us something. He says, I write it written unto you fathers, because you've known Him from the beginning. I've written unto you young men, because you are strong. The word strong is a word that comes from iskos, which means mighty, mighty or forceful. You've become mighty and forceful, and the Word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome or conquered and subdued the enemy, the wicked one. And so, what's going to cause you to be mighty? It's because of the Word of God abiding in you. You will not be mightier or have the might and the force of the Lord, that spirit of might, and except for the level of the Word of God abiding in you. And of course, that's the only way you're going to overcome the wicked one. You know, in Psalms 119, verse 28, the Bible says, strengthen thou me according to thy word. God's word will strengthen you. In Joel 2:11, the Bible says, for he is strong that executeth his word. And the word for strong there is a word which refers to, in the Hebrew, a manifested power. You have a manifesting power for those that execute his word or do his word consistently. You've got to be a doer of the word, a lot of people say, I want you to pray for me to have spiritual strength. Well, praying for spiritual strength isn't going to get it done, because it's the Word in you that you have abiding in you and you're acting upon that produces spiritual strength. So I'm going to pray for the person to be strong in the sense of the fact that they're going to get the Word in them. So I'm going to pray for them to get the Word of God in them. As they execute and do the Word of God, then they will have the strength and the manifested power in their life. In James chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible here says that we're to receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. The word able is a form of this word dunamis, which means power. And so it says you receive with meekness the engrafted or implanted word, which has the power to save your souls. Psalms 119, verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. The word in your heart gives you the power to be able to not walk in the ways of sin and overcome. God's word abiding in you is the key. You've got to get the word in you and see the miracle action, the power of the word working in your life. We're out of time for today. We're going to continue on this next broadcast. Be a doer. God bless you. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.